F. W. Woolworth socks it to me. I don a fresh pair of socks each and every morning of my life, always wondering when I'm going to run out of the really good ones. That's right. I go through 14 clean socks a week. I'm an activities of daily living guy who uses routine and ritual to contain my excited and artistic impulses. If I did not subscribe to certain repeatable and comfortable exercises, I just might wander off absentmindedly while imagining my next story, my next speech or performance, my flights of fantasy that allow me to compose and edit and manage the muse who tracks me, my acquisition of rare and unusual reading material for longing customers. So, wearing clean socks is part of the act. This particular morning, I find two holes in the right sock, and, since no one in America has darned a sock since 1959, I reluctantly toss it into the trash. The abandoned sock is one of the last really good ones I'll apparently ever own. Can't find soft, durable, and comfortable ones anymore. I'm about to run out of the last F.W. Woolworth socks in the known universe. A sock is not just a sock, you understand. These socks were purchased at one of the final real variety department stores, purchased decades ago, when stores still had clerks who knew where things were and who gladly assisted you in finding them, making sure they were right for you, and checking to see whether you had an enjoyable experience in the process. Wonder when the last real store clerk disappeared from view. Looking around, it's hard to see any evidence that they ever existed, except in the minds of geezers of a certain age. For instance, at the library. Librarians sit staring at computers and don't voluntarily look up. You have to stand over them and clear your throat loudly to get them to tear their gaze from the screen. Even then, they only know how to vaguely point directions without removing seat of pants from seat of chair. The branch bank on the corner seems equally bereft of eye contact. Employees sit and stare at screens or bow their heads in religious adoration of handheld devices. They not only find it hard to look at me, but there is impatience in body language and demeanor. Just let me get back to the real virtual world, they seem to be saying. They don't seem to be glad to see me. It's hard not to feel guilty, interrupting these clerks who have learned to respond warmly to electronic messages and images. What an annoyance we real people are. Anyhow, I miss the days of one-on-one, real-time, real-presence, social exchanges. I'm adjusting to the lonely world of sock hunting on my own. There's proof in the message. If I tried to tell you this sad tale in person, you'd be fidgeting and creeping toward the door, longing to get back to texting or YouTubing or Facebooking snarky comments about other people's lives. But the fact that you read this story online simply means that I'm already on your side, despite my whining. We're virtual people communicating virtual information in a virtual world. Wonder what the real world is like. Maybe we'd better look up once in a while just to get our bearings. Now that the F.W. Worth socks are depleted, I wonder what virtual socks will feel like.